Martyr. always speak the truth in love. So in the way that he would speak about things, he was perceived by many as being harmful or even possibly dangerous. These are the two things that are happening at the same time. Almost everybody, agrees that violence is not dangerous, and that murder is always evil, and that we truly express sympathy for his wife and his children. And the bottom line is, the reality is, one side is mourning and grieving. The other side is at least somewhat that this voice is no longer part of our public discourse. So now these are completely opposite, polarized reactions. And of course, I bring this up this morning knowing full well that not everybody in our congregation and community feels the same way about this. And you recognize that I'm wading into very dangerous waters. Thank you. treated in the way that Matthew's faith journey is. We see controversy. We see a polarizing figure. So that's what we're talking about in today's gospel reading here through Matthew chapter 9. Matthew's own account of this moment when Jesus calls him to be a disciple. Where was Matthew when Jesus is following him? Who are our school will take place in our school here. It's usually the same kind of thing. We've got to move to the part for worship. If we do have to make a change because of weather, we will try to announce that as soon as we possibly can. We want to leave all causes to be posted as soon as possible. We'll just try to get that word out. But plan B will be that we come back here to sanctuary here in the future. So we're looking forward to next week. In the next page of your announcements, the second page, we just wanted to clarify on the top. It says, youth night will take place on Sunday night. That's referring to next Sunday night. There's no youth night today. Sunday night, we will have youth at 4:15 and 4:00 p.m. Another reminder that we have an upcoming Dominican Seminary mission presentation on October 19th. Pastor Quill Fritzy and his wife will be here in Williamson with us that day. There will be a meal following worship on Sunday. And so, once again, there is a sign-up meeting in the Bellsides. The whole meal is being provided, so you really need to know how many are planning to come. If you know that you're going to be here, please sign the sheet on your way in, or let Ms. Kara know in our office that you'll be getting marked down for that. Any questions about that, come and talk to me. And the last thing, I just wanted to make you all aware of a special program that has been started this school year in Trinity City John PhD Lutheran School of Nashville. They are doing a Wednesday after-school program for children that attend Nashville Grade School in kindergarten and fourth grade. If they wanted us to invite anybody that you might know that might be interested to join them on Wednesday afternoons, the parents are encouraged to contact the bus company. They're arranging the bus to drop kids off in Kansas City. The whole program will be on Wednesdays from 3:15 to 4:30 each week. Let me know if you have any questions about that. Are there any other announcements today?
Thank you for joining us today.
We hope you can come and join us again next week.